Hello everybody, it's Mokshni at Adistana in the UK again, and it's day three of the European Chairs Assembly. And with me today, I've got Dama Mega, who's come all the way from South Africa to work for the International Council. She's been doing that job since January this year. And she came and told the chairs about an exciting new project, the SICA project. So Dama Mega, could you just tell us first, what is the International Council?
The International Council is a body of people who are from all the areas of the world in which Triratna has a presence and meet together in what's called the three strands. So it's where the college and the order and the movement meet in each area and then get together to meet occasionally. We just had one now recently in August, every few years. So it's the place where, in a way, it's the most representative and wide-reaching meeting of the whole of Triratna.
It sounds like quite a hub of connection and information sharing and perhaps looking ahead and finding out where we want to go in the future.
There's definitely that, and also a network of friendship between people who are in different kinds of responsibilities for different dimensions of things across the movement in the world.
Okay. And at the recent meeting, the International Council members discussed a range of topics which came out of a wide-ranging consultation, finding out what topics are important to address. And one of them, one project that came out of this is called the SICA project. So what is this?
Well, the word SICA means training, or the sort of desire to be able to do something. It's the same word as in Sikha Padam Samadhiyami in our precepts. And the SICA project is really about taking a look at how we are leading meditation, how we are introducing people to the Dharma at our centers, how we are facilitating people's growing depth of understanding of going for refuge. So it's about Dharma teaching, and it's about supporting people to lead study and retreats and teaching at centers.
Thank you. That sounds exciting and promising. So what do you hope to see, say, in a couple of years' time or two or three years' time as a result of this project?
I hope that there'll be lots more chances to have conversations about how it is that we're doing all of that, and learning from each other about how most effectively to inspire others and to transmit the Dharma. And I'm hoping that we'll be able to help by creating resources, all sorts of resources, here at Adishtana and online, through retreats and through kind of courses and materials that will help people in doing that really, really important work of spreading the Dharma.
And I understand that this is a process that will start with a consultation and that is going to be a worldwide process?
Yep, certainly. We are at the moment starting with having conversations at a range of centres and centre teaching teams. So, for example, we'll be doing that in Mexico City and in Auckland and in San Francisco and in Essen and in a number of places across the UK. And a whole lot of chairs this morning volunteered their centres to be part of that project. So it's definitely going to be as global as possible. We're also going to be having some of these conversations in the Spanish-speaking world and in India. So in a way, it's one of the first attempts to ask these kinds of questions right across the range of our movement in all of the major languages.
Dama Mega, thank you very much. That sounds really exciting, and look forward to hearing more about it. Thank you.